Welcome. Today, we're discussing an interesting piece about saving money by self-hosting services. Get ready to be amazed.
Ooh, self-hosting. Sounds techie, but I'm intrigued. What kind of savings are we talking?
Nearly $100 a month. Think almost $950 a year, even after factoring in electricity costs. It's a game changer.
$950? Okay, color me impressed, but how's it work?
Think NAS devices or a home lab. You replace paid services with free, open-source alternatives you host yourself.
Got it. So instead of paying for Spotify,
you use Jellyfin, load your own music and movies, stream them anywhere, like having a personal Netflix and Spotify, but you own the content. No more endless scrolling and subscription fees.
So like my own private media server, I like it. Anything else?
Absolutely. Ditch Microsoft 365 and use Nextcloud. It's a full office suite. Documents, spreadsheets, presentations, all open source and hosted on your hardware.
Wait, so no more Microsoft or Google harvesting my data?
Precisely. You control your data. Install Nextcloud on a server, VPS, even a Raspberry Pi. The flexibility is amazing.
Okay, this is getting good. What about photos and videos? I'm drowning in cloud storage fees.
Enter Imic. It's like Google Photos or iCloud, but self-hosted. Back up everything from any device and only worry about your own storage capacity. No more paying for extra gigabytes.
This is blowing my mind. But isn't self-hosting complicated?
It can be, but there's tons of documentation out there. And the payoff is huge. Imagine never paying for cloud storage or software subscriptions again.
Okay, you've convinced me. What about gaming? Anything there?
You bet. Host your own Minecraft server with MineOS. No more Microsoft Realms fees.
This is seriously incredible. But isn't there a catch? The hardware, for example?
Well, you do need the initial investment. A NAS drives, maybe a firewall if you want external access. But it's a one-time cost. Compare that to years of subscriptions.
I see. Interesting. So a bit of upfront cost, but long-term savings. I might just have to try this self-hosting thing. I'm tired of those subscription fees creeping up on me.
Exactly. It's all about taking control of your data and your wallet. Think of the possibilities.
Thanks for the tips. This has been eye-opening. Definitely going to look into this further.
Glad we could help. That's all for today, folks. See you next time.
Goodbye.